You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Are you ready to play?
Boys Against the Goals.
With Dom and Jeremy.
All right, so Shannon, you feeling good about your questions?
I feel really good about my questions.
Do you?
All right, we'll see.
Did you stay up a little late writing these questions?
I did. You think I'm lying?
Did your mom write these for you?
No!
She's a millennial.
You guys! I did it myself.
All right.
All right, let's meet our players for today, starting with sweet Corinne. Hi, Corinne. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you do, Corinne?
I am a teacher.
Oh, okay. Aren't you supposed to be in class right now?
I have the day off, actually.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it like Thanksgiving break last week? Why are you off today?
It's actually, I have a funeral to go to later.
Well, now don't I feel
way
like
to go,
an
Dom.
Ass.
Wow.
Great.
Wow, that was rude.
That's
real rude.
That's
Dom.
Pretty much par for the course for me.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Corinne. I should never have asked that question. Listen, what age group do you teach?
Mostly middle school and high school.
All right, good for you. Well, good luck to you today. I will tell you this right up front. The girls need this point because if you don't win, the boys are going to clinch the month of November. So you really got to come on strong, okay?
All right, pressure's on.
Yes, it is. And the guy who's going to try to win it for the boys this month is John. Hello, John.
Hi, Dom. How you doing?
I'm well, buddy. What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a teacher.
Oh, there you
really?
Go. I'm not even going to ask why you're not in school, all right?
Isn't class started already?
Not asking. No, Jeremy, don't ask.
All right.
I teach evening. I teach at night.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, everything's fine now, then.
That's worried.
That's a close one. What do you teach?
I teach astronomy.
God, I love that.
Great, we go outside and look at stars every night. So.
Yeah, you could probably make up half that stuff that you do too.
More like three quarters.
Oh yeah, now you see that star there? It's a couple million light years away. That's far.
Exactly.
John,
I do like that. All right, so here's the way this works. Jeremy is going to ask Corinne some stereotypical boy questions. Shannon is going to ask John some stereotypical girl questions. Best out of three will win. If we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. The winner is going to be going out to breakfast or brunch at La Peep. And also claim, a little bit of pride for their gender. If the boys win, they win the month. So we are at him. If Corinne wins, that means Thursday it's for all the marbles.
Right.
All right. We alternate who goes first. Today, it's the ladies. So, Jeremy, Corinne is all yours.
All right, sweet Corinne. I need to know, what kind of weapon does the comic book character Thor use?
A hammer.
Got it.
Atta girl.
Nailed it.
Pretty easy. Get it? Nailed it?
Hammer.
It's a hammer.
You got it. Oh, my God.
Stupid.
Quality.
All right, back to John.
All right, John. Rihanna. You know Rihanna. She just came out with her new cosmetic line. What's the name of her new cosmetic line?
I hope it's I Have No Idea.
Close.
Close. Fenty Beauty.
Fenty.
Fenty.
Fenty Beauty.
That's kind of a tough one.
All right, back to Corinne.
Corinne, Walter White and Jesse Pinkman were drug dealers in the TV show Breaking Bad. I need to know... I want you to name the drug that they made and sold.
Oh, gosh. I don't watch that show. Cocaine.
No.
It was the meth.
The meth.
The meth.
The meth.
And theirs was a pretty blue color.
Yeah. It's really good meth.
Shut up, Jeremy. Johnny, you have a chance to tie it up here.
All right, you do. Okay.
What is the name of the type of scarf that's just a circle that you drape around your neck?
My sister wears it all the time, too.
You know
it. I do know it.
It's called?
Circle scarf. Oh, I have no idea.
The old circle scarf.
You know what? You're going to hate this as a guy who's into astronomy. It's an infinity scarf.
The infinity scarf goes on forever.
Right.
You knew that. Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
Name a star after that tonight during your class, all right? See that star? That's the infinity scarf.
Infinity
star.
Infinity farf.
Starf.
That's a farf star.
All right, so here's what it comes down to. Corinne, if you get this, you will win the game. You will tie the month up for the girls. If you miss it, John will have a chance to send it to overtime.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I need to know. Who is the super pretty spokeswoman for Fredericks of Hollywood? I've had a crush on her for years.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Blake Lively.
No, it's Megan Fox. Come on.
I didn't know that either.
You didn't?
No.
Megan Fox.
I was just trying to go through the list of names that I know you have a crush on.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll do a little Google image search on the commercial break, Dom.
Okay.
On your computer.
Oh, I've seen Megan Fox.
You know
Fox
who Megan
before.
Fox is.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Leave her alone. Let's move on.
Here's where I give her points. She's very entertaining in all the interviews that she gives. She's very funny.
Yeah.
So I give her that.
Yeah.
All right. So, John.
Okay.
If you get this, we will go to sudden death overtime. If you miss it, Corinne is going to do a happy dance and will be the winner today.
Okay.
All right. Ready, John?
I'm ready.
Name just one of the holiday drinks now available at Starbucks. Just one.
Oh, been there.
Oh, John.
Just one.
Just one. You can guess.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Strawberry mochaccino frap.
Oh, John.
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 I still thought that was an easy one.
I teach at night.
How about a peppermint mocha, John?
What do you mean, I teach at night? What is...
That's when you drink coffee.
How is that an excuse for not knowing?
John.
Quit
playing with your telescope, okay. John, and go to Starbucks.
Yeah, get your focal point on Starbucks.
All right, more questions.
Do you want to give them one?
There's a peppermint mocha, the eggnog latte, a gingerbread latte. Oh, yeah. I have a whole list.
You would have
in
even accepted pumpkin spice, probably.
I would have taken it.
You know what? The game is over.
Oh, boy.
With a thrilling 1-0 victory.
One with Thor's hammer.
Right. Well, John, you know what? You're still a delightful guy. We appreciate you being on the show, but you do have to take your medicine before you go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Girls rule.
Yeah, girls rule today, my friend.
They always have.
Listen, you go have a great day and keep
good luck at class.
Keep staring at the stars, my friend.
Go
okay?
Point at Uranus tonight, all right?
Yep.
I had to work one in.
I have.
All right. Thank you, John, boy. Way to go, Corinne.
Good job, Corinne.
Thank you.
You're going to go to La Peep for some breakfast or brunch. And, by the way, you tied it up for the girls this month. The guys started out. Were the guys up 3-0?
I think so.
I think the girls have come back and won the last three to tie it up. Yeah.
Nice.
So, nice is right.
That's because girls rule.
Mm-hmm. You darn right here. I'll play it again.
Girls rule.
Listen, if you will hold on, Shannon will come back and she'll tell you how you're going to get your little La Peep certificate, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for listening. Hold on and don't go away. Wow, 3-3.
Right on.
That means when we play Thursday, it is for the championship of November.
I like that when it comes down to the end.
I
it's more fun.